You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Like, you ever see something in a show or something, you know, the writers just got lazy, right? Like, oh, they're trotting out that device, right? Either a button broke or the writers just got lazy.
Like the entire last season of Game of Thrones, like the whole entire
thing. Oh, well, they just got away from the books and they ruined the show.
How about House of Dragons?
No, they got lazy. Yeah. That House of Dragons, though.
No, because before, no, there was not, that wasn't based on the books, the last, right? The books ran out.
What happened is, like, those guys got, like, the next Star Wars movie, and they were in a hurry to get to it, so they just mailed it in.
Oh, it was a terrible
and did the easy thing. It was a shame. Anyway.
Have you seen House of Dragons?
Hey, Danny.
No.
What's up, Key?
What's up, Grazi?
How we doing?
Have you noticed?
You know, I'm good.
Good.
Grazi's
better
than Grazi.
Why are the lights flickering? Why are the lights flickering on and off in that?
That's a good question.
There's a storm. Weather's horrendous here.
Yeah. Oh,
precipitation.
Have you noticed this on Tuesdays?
What else is new, Grazi?
It rains and snows.
Always rains on Tuesdays.
I came in every Tuesday during the season. I don't remember it.
It's rained every Tuesday.
Yeah. Interesting.
Hey, I want to ask you something, Dan. I was thinking about this. I knew you were going to come on. Being exhausted as a sports reporter, a journalist, is this Aaron Rodgers' story that's been carrying on for weeks now and months, so to speak, even back to last year, what's he going to do at the end of the year, all those sort of things. Is this one of the most exhausting stories that you had to have covered in your career?
I mean, look, there's different kinds of exhausting, right? Like, I'm exhausted when I travel a lot, and this story doesn't require that. So I think in terms of sort of psychologically, like, I mean, we're figuring out new ways to talk about it on the air, and that can be kind of exhausting. I just, like, to me, it's just like, you don't want to let it get to you because you feel like that's what he wants.
Yeah, Jay.
Right?
Like, you know, it gets to me, Dan.
He wants to be able to come on the air at some point later this week and say, oh, those idiots on TV didn't know what they were talking about, and I'm enlightened and smarter than everybody else and whatever. So, whatever. I mean, he can take his time. I don't care. He can do what he wants with his life, and we'll continue talking about it because he's Aaron Rodgers and he's interesting. I'm all right with it.
I just get frustrated because it's like, you know, Aaron Rodgers is buffering, and while he's buffering, he keeps giving us words articulating. He's still buffering, and I'm like, but just go buffer somewhere and be quiet.
This is what he wants. He's trying to provoke a reaction in you.
Hey, why is everyone complaining? I don't get, like, the exhaustion. The guy working with a jackhammer is exhausted. This is content. Aaron Rodgers is the greatest content creator we've had in years.
And once
this is great.
Once this story goes away, what are we going to be talking about? Like, where's Jacoby Myers going to sign? Like, this is right. So
exhausting.
Yeah, I think it's great.
This is easy. Tease it up for us.
I think it's great.
It's not
4 a.m. where I am, so maybe.
No,
you're
I'm fine with it. Okay. I don't. It doesn't really bother me because I understand what he's doing. He's getting ready to go to a conference in Denver in May. To deal with some other stuff.
Now, is that the psychedelics conference?
It's in June. Yeah, it's in June.
Is it June?
Yeah, in June. Yeah,
June. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he's gonna deal with that other stuff. So I get it.
Keynote speaker.
But Dan, what are the Jets though? Like, if he decides to go back to Green Bay, even though it's like Green Bay doesn't want him. Well, I mean, they got 58 million reasons why it better work, right?
Yes.
So if he makes the hard turn and goes back, what are they left with now?
Not
much.
Everything's gone. I mean, sort of the knowledge that they fought the good fight, you know, like that kind of, I don't know, Jacoby Brissett. Like, I mean, the Jets have made a conscious decision here to take a big swing, right? When you swing for the fences, you run the risk of striking out. And I think the Jets have decided that if we wanted to pursue Derek Carr or Jimmy Garoppolo, we could have done that. Those deals that Carr got and Garoppolo got were not unbeatable deals. The Jets could have offered more easily. But they decided that's not the way they wanted to go. They wanted to take this big swing, and with that comes complications and difficulties. Now, they have a couple things working for them. One, I don't know where else he's going to go. With Garoppolo in Vegas, like that seemed to be the only other place he was going to go. Unless somebody like Miami or San Francisco is about to pull something out of their hat, which I don't think they are. So the other thing is they hired Nathaniel Hackett, who is now their offensive coordinator and who knows the man. He knows Aaron Rodgers. He's almost like their Aaron Rodgers whisperer, right, in the building, so that they can go to him and he can say, guys, this is just the guy. Like, he needs to operate on his own timetable. It'll be okay, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the Jets are at a pretty good frame of mind from what I can tell. The last time I checked in there was last night before I went to bed. Everybody seemed okay. They said they're just waiting. No one is nervous. So, you know, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. I don't know.
Is there any flip in any of these guys? What I mean by that, can they be flipped before 4 p.m. tomorrow?
Who?
Any of the quarterbacks that has agreed already. I know Carr's already
signed.
Carr can sign because his is official. But the other guys that, you know, can they – do you think they could – like if he all of a sudden before 4 tomorrow decides to say – I'm going to do something different. Do you think they would try to go back and flip?
Well, those are two different questions. Do you think they would or do you think they can? The Jimmy Garoppolo deal with the Raiders cannot be official until 4 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. So, yes, if all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers wanted to go to the Raiders and they wanted him, the Raiders could absolutely back out of the Garoppolo deal. Now, please, I am not reporting this. Like, I'm just answering Key's questions, right? Technically, none of those deals that were agreed to yesterday are official or can be till 4 o'clock. So, 4 o'clock tomorrow, rather. So, yes. But I think we're spinning our wheels here to some extent. I think the strongest likelihood here is that Aaron Rodgers ends up playing quarterback for the Jets in 2023. It's Aaron, and these things take time.
If he doesn't, real quick. If
that was going to be, yep.
Okay, go.
No, I was going to be exactly where I'm going. If he doesn't go to, what the hell do the Jets do?
Is Lamar Jackson he's sitting there, right?
Based on the fact that the Jets seem determined to swing for the fences, I think it's fair to believe that, yes, that if they did strike out on Aaron Rodgers, they would at least look into what it would take to get Lamar Jackson.
What are the other options at this point other than Zach Wilson's not an option.
I know.
I mean, it's not much. It's Jacoby Brissett. It's Baker Mayfield. It's guys like that. Jacoby Brissett played well for the Browns. If you wanted to go that way, then you would have looked at Carr. You would have looked at Garoppolo, maybe played harder on those. They want the big star. And that's why I think, yes, if they struck out on Rodgers, you would have to count them as a likely Lamar Jackson suitor.
If I'm a Jets fan, I hope they strike. If I'm a Jets fan, I'm not. But if I was, I would hope they strike out on Rodgers so they could pursue Lamar. It's a better option. Come on. He's 26 years old. Yeah. The Jets, the way they're constructed, they could be a terror for the next 10 years.
I'm holding a sneeze. Sorry.
Uh-oh. Oh, here comes the sneeze. Oh, no, he's still holding.
I think
holding.
I got it. I think it went away.
That's the worst. It's better to get him out.
How close are you to Max?
Yeah, well. Was Max on that mic before?
How are the Eagles going to handle? Like, their whole defense seemed to sign.
Yeah, they knew this was coming, right? Like, they knew they were going to lose guys. I think in the secondary, there's still some hope, right? I mean, C.J. Gardner-Johnson might be gone elsewhere. Bradbury might come back. They still don't know how that's going to shake out. Up front, they've kind of been preparing. They drafted Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean last year, figuring they'd be ready for bigger roles this coming year. They have 2 first-round picks this year, so they can replenish quickly on that side of the ball if they need to. So they've planned for this. Obviously, the Eagles know how all their contracts are structured, and you know, they plan out 3 years at a time, 4 years at a time, like everybody else. So they'll take some hits on defense. They'll have a new defensive coordinator, so they'll have a lot of work to do on that side of the ball. But, again, they're prepared for it, and they're well-armed in terms of draft capital to address the issues. And we'll see what happens in the secondary. I think there's still some sorting out that needs to be done back there.
Dan, which team do you think has improved themselves the most?
Well, for the price, it better be the Bears. I mean, right? I mean, they just threw money around like sailors yesterday, but they had so much to do, right? So many holes on that roster. So I think that's probably the easy answer at this point. You know, there's not a ton of evidence that building through free agency is the best way for long-term success, but you do see a little short-term boost sometimes when teams do that. And, you know, Tremaine Edmonds, $18 million a year, that's a lot of money, but he's 24. Like, if you're going to sign a free agent, right, like that's where you want. He's 10 months older than Justin Fields, right? So you're building a team around Justin Fields. He's a high-priced free agent, but he's also a guy that can grow with your young core.
And it's not like this is in lieu of, instead of drafting. They have a ton of draft capital.
They have more than they did a week ago. Yeah, then they, you know, they have the 9th pick, and they have, you know, they, yeah, and they have pick an extra first rounder next year. So, no, the Bears are, look, Ryan Poles, the young GM, first-time GM, but has very clear ideas about what he wants to do from a team-building standpoint. Like, he's very focused, and he sticks to a plan. So he knows what he wants. Everything is not fly-by-the-sea. They've identified. Matt Eberflus, the head coach, looks at Tremaine Edmonds and sees somebody who can be in his defense what Darius Leonard was once upon a time in Indianapolis when Eberflus coached that defense. So, like, everything is very targeted. They're not just grab, grab, grab. They know what these guys are going to be for them. So I like what they did.
Which makes all the sense in the world.
They need to help on both lines still, D-line and offensive line. But they have more cap space. They have more draft picks for that.
Mm. Yeah, they could address that in the draft and the second wave of free agency if they choose to do so. Needing help, you're alum. You're an alum of Georgetown, right?
Oh,
they need help.
This.
They need help outside of things. Dan, and a guy sitting in the studio with you right there, in Jay Williams, has quietly and loudly courted this job.
No, I am not.
Jay wants to coach him.
No, I am not.
He's expertly campaigning.
Can you help Jay get an interview, land this thing possibly?
Yeah, who do you know
if
there?
He takes it serious?
I mean, one of the issues Georgetown has is, like, the same people running the place that were when I was there, which is a long time ago. I don't – like, to me, like, I think, honestly – like, it would have been great if Ewing had been successful, but obviously he was far from it. I think it's time for Georgetown to look outside of the building for their next head coach. I mean, like, John Thompson.
He's sitting right in the building with you.
John Thompson has picked the last three coaches, right? And obviously he won't be picking this one. He's no longer with us. But I do think it's time to kind of separate from that era a little bit and try something different.
Can I tell you who the coach is?
Let's go, Jay. Come on, man.
Can I tell you who the coach should be?
I could tell you.
J.J. Redick or.
The coach should be Ed Cooley.
Well,
I think Ed Cooley would be an incredible head coach at Georgetown.
You're going to get him out of Providence where he grew up? And I mean, I think he's Mr.
For the
Providence,
right?
Dollar
amount, that
why
super
wouldn't
packet
you,
you guys
why
actually
wouldn't
have,
you
could.
Be a great head
I would support
coach at
Ed Cooley.
Because I'm not campaigning for myself. I think Ed Cooley has
but
all the
that's okay. Key
well, no,
and I can campaign
for
you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're campaigning for Jack.
I'm all for it. Let's do it.
Dan's going to make a few phone calls.
Guys, I mean, again, no offense. Like, I have nothing against Patrick Ewing. Like, it couldn't go any worse than it did the last 6 years. Like, it was a disaster.
Man, that's Jay, a job. You got to win like 6 games first year. You know, you got to do it slow over time.
Jay has a plan on how to do this.
Win 6 games, then you win 9.
You try to win like
then
9.
Jay, 11,
coach, I'm our best player. What? No. You just need to develop.
Win a conference game.
Keep developing. Stay in the gym.
This conversation
and on top
is
of that,
made
Jay,
me sad.
On top of that, Jay, I can help you put the NIL deal together.
Oh, yeah.
I can help
well, we
you
got
put
the super PAC already, Q. We got the we got that.
So that's what I'm saying. You
Jay's
know who
gonna
your
start out with 6 wins.
You know who your assistants are going to be already. You already know all that.
Rich
all
Paul
you
on
do
line
is
one, baby. Come on,
get
Rich.
It done. Let's go.
Jay has a plan. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport. Brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron.
I got a footer for you too. Yeah. I'm hiding him out. Exactly. Right.
Thanks, Dan. As always, I'll
see
you later.
You guys really needed me for that conversation. I really don't.
You have all the connections.
It seemed like
this
you knew
is
what
your,
you wanted to say, and I was just a prop.
I just wanted to get the inside
you're
track.
You're a distinguished I feel alum.
Used. I feel used. That's how
no,
I feel.
No, you and Monica like McNutt.
You and
like you
had guys, yeah, ask Monica big, what yeah. she thinks. She's closer to the program than I am. She's there a lot more recently.
Yeah. Pro Football Hall of Famer and Packers great Leroy Butler will join us at 8 a.m. Eastern to talk Aaron Rodgers.
I'll listen to that. Actually, I won't. I'll be on TV. But good luck with the interview.
Is what? Playing for the Jets or retiring, are those Rodgers' only options? KJM, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
If you're just not that in, then what are we doing here? I need a quarterback all in.
Probably would have given him a deadline of Saturday, guys, because we're in a situation now, no Derek Carr now, no Jim Garoppolo.
Jets management need this guy to be committed to not only them as an organization, but to those individual players. So when is he going to show up if he does come?
Every hour that goes by here, there's a sense of urgency that Jets need an answer.
But if it's this hard for you to make up your mind you want to do that, then I'm out.
No, you're not, Greeny. Stop it. You're still going to give him the keys to your apartment if he wants to use it. If he comes to New York, Greeny's such a Jets fan. Greeny claims that Larry David is the biggest, you know, like most high-profile Jets fan, and then there's a bunch of spaces, and then guys like him. But I don't know. Greeny's a pretty big Jets fan who has a public platform. He talks about it a lot.
Yeah, probably Greeny.
I think Greeny. I think so. That's a big thing to get Larry David in something. Hmm. All right, listen. Adam Schefter.
Y'all got people thinking I'm the feds.
You're a narc.
I mean, listen.
You're really a narc. That's
you
fine.
Know, if it walks like a fed and quacks like a fed. Adam Schefter, ESPN senior NFL insider on the 12 p.m. Sports Center yesterday.
Rodgers can either play for the Jets or he can retire. Now, he could always opt to go back to Green Bay, but I think both sides have kind of moved on and they've seen past that at this point in time, and it would create a very sticky, tricky situation there where maybe then Jordan Love would want to be traded.
Sticky, tricky situation.
Is playing for the Jets or retiring, are those the only options for Rodgers?
I hate the retirement conversation because if he retires, come on, man. Nobody's doing that. Just stop the retirement talk. He's not there.
The hallucinogenics in the world, they ain't having you walk away from $60 million, right?
No, hell no. His agent ain't going to let him do that. But anyway, I think the Jets is the spot for him. You could tell that the Green Bay Packers essentially have moved on from Aaron Rodgers, and they're starting to look toward Jordan Love, which they should. They got to exercise Jordan Love fifth-year option, which is about $21 million in the month of May. They've got about 2 months to get that thing taken care of, and he's the quarterback of the future. I mean, that's just what it is. I'd be shocked to see if Aaron Rodgers tried to go back to Green Bay knowing that they've essentially said, go, man, we don't want you.
So Aaron's going to get his money. That's a fact. I don't think he's going to retire either, Key. I'm with you on that. It does make me think, though, because, you know, when you're not raised in an environment, you're more like a hired mercenary, right? Like, you're an assassin now. So it does make me think, if he doesn't win a Super Bowl after 1 year with this Jets team, do you think we'll come out next year thinking more about Aaron Rodgers or thinking less after the New York media?
Can't be 1 year, though, because they're going to have to rework his deal in order to get him under the cap. So forget about the 60. He's going to get more money to get to go to the Jets, right? I don't see how else they can do it.
Do you think they're going to end up liking Aaron Rodgers more or disliking him more after a year with New
York? They're not going to win the Super Bowl next year, so that's out.
Well,
you got two bites at the apple with this guy.
Yeah, they got 2 to 3 years to get it done.
Okay,
so 2 to 3 years to get it done.
What do you think? You think if Aaron Rodgers wins the Super Bowl in New York, he'll be more beloved by fans?
Yes. If he wins the Super Bowl in New York.
No, I think by New York fans. I think he'll be.
But if he won,
no, he becomes a bigger deal.
No, if he won the Super Bowl, if he won the Super Bowl in New York, everything that was ever said about his ability to win the Super Bowl in Green Bay a second time would be completely erased.
Put to bed.
Put to bed. He would put himself in that conversation with, even though he has less championships than Tom Brady, he will probably wind up with less championships than Patrick Mahomes, less championships than Joe Montana. But that conversation and the noise will start. Is it Patrick? Is it Joe? Is it Tom Brady? I get it. Is it Aaron Rodgers?
Elway's got two. Rodgers got at least as much talent as that, and he'd have two. And by the way, for a franchise who hasn't won since 1969.
But Elway's not really talked.
You know what?
But see,
as much as those other three.
You guys are talking about on the field. I get on the field, but like the exposure personality-wise in this city, like the ups and downs, the ride of that, like I do wonder where people will come out on that side of it. Like,
man,
you guys are talking about on the field, and that makes all the sense in the world.
But
to get
Aaron
there,
Rodgers.
Key, hold on, Key, to get there and all the stuff that you're going to hear him talk about throughout the process, it could lose a lot of people now.
A lot of people are already off this train. We have callers calling and saying, I'm tired of talking about it. Like, you don't think people are ready to get off this train?
Everything that Aaron Rodgers is doing, a lot of people do. They just do. And they win. And when you win and you're winning, people don't think they
in New York?
What do you mean a lot of people do? People don't do
a
this
lot
like
of
the way
athletes,
Aaron Rodgers have done.
A lot of
speak at psychedelic conferences.
Stop. A lot of professional athletes that are polarizing wins. And when you win, guess what people do? You remember Tiger Woods? You remember all that he went through?
Tiger Woods.
Rings bells. Tiger Woods.
Everything that he's gone through in his personal life and all of the things. But, and then guess what he did? He won the Masters again.
But Tiger and Aaron shifted. Are different.
No,
Tiger
but Jay, you should
talk
appreciate
like Aaron
this
in the media.
You're from this area, the one town where if you win, it's a wrap. Is New York City? You win in New York, especially if you have if you're controversial. Reggie Jackson, who was already a champion when he got to town. Oh, the storm around him and the stuff he would say and the tabloids were killing him. Then he had 5 home runs in the World Series. It was over.
I don't know. Who else did he play for? I only know him as a Yankee.
Who? Reggie. Oakland A's. He won 3 World Series. He only won 2 with the Yankees, 3 with the A's.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just trying. The Reggie bar. You don't know anything about the Reggie bar.
All
right, people think Kyrie had a contentious relationship with the media here in New York. I look forward to seeing what that relationship looks like with Aaron.
You're right, but if you want a chip, it'd be different.
I hear you. I mean, this guy's barely played together. Injuries, all these things factor. That's what I'm saying, though.
But if he doesn't win,
Key,
and it's more likely
come
he
out
doesn't,
darker.
It's more likely
like
that
he doesn't win than he does win.
It's more likely that he doesn't than he does because there's only one championship in 32 teams. You're right, Jay, 100%. I'll bet you that's part of the reason he's in a holding pattern over the airport right now.
But if he doesn't win in New York, he'll just be dust. He'll go away.
Or even if he gets you to a championship game, Favre got him to a championship.
If he gets him to a championship game, people will be like, okay, whatever.
If he doesn't win, it'll go away.
In the media capital of this country, they won't think about this dude. People talk about the media capital, Jay. They let him go on about his business.
Okay,
If he missed the playoffs, that's a wrap.
If he doesn't do anything, and they still be the Jets,
then people be like, he wasn't anything. Why did we do this? But for the most part, if he goes to the playoffs and they lose or whatever, he'll just be a guy that was a quarterback that played in New York.
No, Key.
Can't miss the playoffs, though. Cannot miss the playoffs.
Not with a quarterback that people are saying may be the greatest talent.
What does he have to do, Jay, and quickly, in your opinion?
You have to win it.
You have to win the Super Bowl or it's a failure?
You have to get them there close.
Okay, so let's get into a championship game. That's a wash.
If you don't make the playoffs in the AFC.
No. If you don't make the playoffs in, let's say, 2 years.
You guys are always talking like it'll just dissipate. It'll just go away. The brand could be exponentially worse.
That's the thing about risk, as these Silicon Valley banks are finding out, right? Risk comes with high upside and low downside.
Lean into it some more, Jay.
But if he wins the Super Bowl, you admit, Jay, if he wins the Super Bowl.
What are you talking about?
Jay, is the risk worth is the reward worth the risk, in your opinion? Winning the Super Bowl in New York versus the downside of missing the playoffs. Yes or no?
I'd rather win a Super Bowl in Green Bay.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, I think that ship has sailed. It's presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. When does that panic alarm start sounding? I think Greeny's already sounding the alarm. When does it start sounding for you if you're the Jets? ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are joined now by Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Mike T, can you clear up a debate for me? I made the point that if Aaron Rodgers comes to the Jets and he doesn't win or they don't get to the playoffs, that his brand, I'm not saying his place in history as a player, but his overall brand, he could do damage to his brand.
Yes. When you're in New York, everything is times 10. If it goes great here, he will go down as an all-time great and be celebrated with the Derek Jeters of the world and Lawrence Taylors. If it doesn't go well here, it will certainly hurt him. Like, everything is magnified in New York, whether you like it or not. And it's, if he comes to the Big Apple, this is the biggest stage, and he's playing in the biggest sport.
Is the reward worth the risk? So the reward would be Super Bowl. Let's say if he wins a playoff game, it's a push. If he gets to a conference championship, okay, not bad. If he wins a Super Bowl, oh my God. If he misses the playoffs, disaster, right? Is the reward worth the risk?
Yeah, I mean, only Aaron Rodgers can answer that. Maybe that's one of the things. Like, he has a great life. He's an all-time great. He lives in Malibu, California. And if he went off in the sunset, I don't think any of us could blame it. Like, this is not for everybody here. And if you're playing quarterback in New York on an NFL team, like, it is, you have stature whether you like it or not.
Mm. Okay.
When does
and the pizza's better and the bagels and everything else. Look,
Key, when we say good things about L.A., I don't feel a need to chime in with something negative. I love L.A. What do you got to be negative for?
Mike.
Good morning,
Keith. When do the Jets start to panic?
So I think the next big deadline, Key, is tomorrow at 4:01 p.m., and here's why. If I'm Joe Douglas and the New York Jets, I'm bringing Lamar Jackson in the building at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Because when I go out to see him, Key, last week, I say, look, Aaron, we love you, we want you, $60 million a year, whatever. We're going to hire an independent new physician out here. We're going to knock out the physical. All you have to do is tell us by Saturday if you're coming or not, because if you remember, when Tom Brady unretired, they were able to salvage Ryan Jensen. And to me, every day now that goes by, guys, that they don't sign Aaron Rodgers, it's hurting. And Aaron's coming here to make a lot of money, but also to win a championship. You're hurting yourself. So to me, I need to know that with Carr off the board, Garoppolo off the board, those are good NFL players. Now, we could quibble if they're B pluses, but they're both good quarterbacks. I need to know, is it Lamar? Is it Stafford? Is it Tannehill? But if I'm the Jets, like, what else does Aaron Rodgers need to know today or tomorrow that he didn't know a couple days ago?
Mm. I mean, bringing
other than
in Lamar.
Other than his event he got to go to in June, I guess. I don't know.
So you've already answered the question, what if Rodgers says no? But Lamar's not necessarily an answer because, as Key points out, push comes to shove, they could say, okay, the Jets want to give you $250 million. We're matching. They have those rights. What do they do if that's what happens, right? Key's saying that's what would happen, and they won't even make the offer to Lamar because of the relationship between Joe Douglas and Ozzie Newsome. But what if that happens? Rodgers says no. They make the offer anyway. The Ravens match. Who do they start at quarterback?
Yeah, now you're into calling the Rams again about Matt Stafford. You're into Tennessee looking at Ryan Tannehill. You know, even guys like Sam Darnold and Jameis Winston are off the board. It's like the B-level guys. So, you know, maybe you try to trade up for somebody in the draft. You know, like you have to scour. I mean, you even lost Mike White.
Yep.
Don't you think Ryan Tannehill would probably be the best answer? Considering a game manager for the talent you have, somebody to kind of keep the locker room stable.
Yeah, look, I do like Ryan Tannehill. He had a good year with us in Miami. I'll tell you what, like, I with the Rams, like, that to me, like, I think the Rams are a little, like, half pregnant. On the one hand, you're trading Jalen Ramsey, you cut Bobby Wagner, but you still have Aaron Donald and Matt Stafford. Like, so to me, like, maybe you offer 2 ones to the Rams for Matt Stafford and try to get 3 years out of him. Like, I would scour to try, because you have a really good nucleus, and you look, they're obviously so all in. Again, they lost out on Mike White. Like, that to me is, I'm not feeling great if I'm the Jets, just from a standpoint of, like, what else does Aaron Rodgers need to know? I know there's a lot of optimism and hope, but let's get him in the building.
Let's talk about Chicago for a second and Ryan Poles. What are your thoughts around the moves that the Bears have made thus far?
Outstanding. I think he's done a great job. Now, look, I've been on record. I think, in my opinion, Bryce Young will be a better long-term quarterback than Justin Fields. But if you're going to keep him, I love what they did. Because, first of all, DJ Moore, to me, has a chance to be a frontline wide receiver. And then yesterday, to go get TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds, like, those are two really, really good players. Nate Davis is a really good guard. So I think they've had a really good couple of days. And they could be a team, like we're talking about, a little bit like Detroit last year, where they take a big step forward.
What else do they need to do, though, to take that step forward, though, Mike? They still got a bunch of cash. They still got draft picks. And I know you like DJ Moore. I like DJ Moore, too. But, I need to find me a guy. I need to find me an alpha dog. I need to find a Kelvin Johnson. I need to go get me that guy.
Yeah, I totally agree, Keith. Now, I don't think that's going to happen in free agency. You know, Jacoby Myers is maybe the best guy out there. The draft, this is a great year for the draft. But they certainly do, Keith. Look, they got Darnell Mooney. They got Chase Claypool. And now they have DJ Moore. They certainly could use another guy. I don't know, maybe that's in the draft with someone like Jackson Smith and Jigba. He should be there at 9. He's had durability problems, but when he's played, he's been very good.
Looked good in that cone drill from what I saw. He's an athletic guy.
Too, Mike, you know, knowing that Eagles have lost some players on the defensive side too, but, you know, just going back to this quarterback thing for a second, if the Jets do find a way to not get Aaron Rodgers, that relationship doesn't work out, and they do offer Lamar Jackson this 250 that then, let's say, hypothetically, the Ravens would then match. If you're Jalen Hurts, what are you worth?
Yeah.
Like, where does that conversation start? Because you're watching all this right now.
Yeah. No, I've got a record. When you look at Jalen Hurts, there's four guys, Lamar, Jalen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert. When those four guys are all said and done this year, someone will be pushing $60 million. Because if Jalen Hurts gets and if I represent any of the four, I would say we're not making a phone call till Labor Day. Let the other three guys carry our water, and then we're going to come in on top. And, oh, by the way, like, I'm telling, if I'm Jalen Hurts, I'm not coming in without a new deal. Like, he has as much leverage. Again, he was a second-round pick, so there is no fifth-year option. He's 17 games away from being a free agent. Obviously, they could franchise him, but his leverage is, hey, I'm not showing up without a new deal.
Mike, just this tampering period just started yesterday, right? So far, who's hurt themselves by not trying to get anybody, and who's hurt themselves by not retaining their own players?
Yeah, well, you know, the obvious one is Philly. You know, they lost a number of guys. They're going to lose a few more. Look, we knew it was going to happen defensively, and I think we're going to see they're going to have a couple more defections. But, you know, when you lose a guy like Javon Hargrave, he's a great interior pass rusher. You know, they lost Epps. They lost TJ Edwards. They're probably going to lose a couple more guys. And then the one that, like, really surprised me that I think is so interesting is Hargrave going to San Francisco, because they got Javon Kinlaw. They got Eric Armstead.
They're going to cut Kinlaw, though.
They have two other guys, Samson Ekuban and Charles Omenihu, who are both free agents. But just given what else they needed, Key, I just thought, I didn't see that one coming, but it's a really interesting signing.
They just like him. I think that's a big upgrade, I suppose.
Yeah, and you know, Kinlaw was a top 15 pick for them, and usually, you know, they hit on a lot of those guys. But, like, those to me are some of the headlines from yesterday.
Yeah, hopefully the floor falls out for the Eagles and they completely collapse. Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider. Good to see you, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Last year, the Jaguars spent the most money in free agency with one of the two guys who'd been the presumptive number one pick of basically his whole college career in Trevor Lawrence, right? And they not only made the playoffs with the new head coach, new regime, they won a playoff game. This year, the Bears, with the other guy, who with high school was 1B to Trevor Lawrence's 1A, Justin Fields, spent the most money in free agency. Are the Bears this upcoming season's Jaguars? KJM ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Breaking news, the Panthers have decided to move up to take the number one spot from the Bears.
The Bears were in position to make this deal, and they had multiple suitors for the number one overall pick.
Oh, this is a slam dunk for the Chicago Bears. You're talking about, you know, the fact that they got Justin Fields, and now he has true number one in DJ Moore.
The teardown was the right move, and now this is a quality move by a second-year general manager, beyond a quality move.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, joined now by Alex Brown, former NFL defensive end, NBC Sports Chicago Bears analyst. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
What's up, Alex?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
We're doing good, man.
Good. Maybe not as good as your Bears right now. What do you think about the moves from yesterday?
I love it. Love it. Ever since we got that first pick, big thanks to Coach Smith for winning that last game at Houston. So ever since we got that pick, I mean, the excitement in Chicago has just been insane, honestly. So seeing these picks, or seeing the trade made with Carolina, and then seeing the picks, the pickups with free agency, they're just getting a lot of versatile players on defense and a little help for Justin Fields on the offensive side. So it's good to see.
Alex, who do you think will have the biggest impact out of so far of the guys that they acquired, whether it's DJ Moore, whether it's the defensive players, who will have that impact immediately?
I think it'll be a toss-up between Tremaine Edmonds and DJ Moore. Just what he brings as a number one receiver, or the closest thing that we've seen in the Chicago Bears organization as a number one receiver in a long time. So Tremaine on the other side is just he's a captain. He's a leader. He's an alpha dog. That's what he is. You bring him in, he can play all three linebacker positions. He is a guy that fits perfectly in Matt Eberflus' system. It's one of those guys will be it, but it's a toss up. I'd love to see both of them have a great impact. And then that be the conversation, like, hey, who had the biggest impact?
So, Alex, obviously, you know, making a decision to drop down in the draft, some people were speculating that they thought the Bears should take Bryce Young. I thought those people were crazy. I think the Bears have a superstar in Justin Fields. How do you see Justin Fields taking the next step in his career? Like, what do you see that being as the next step?
Winning football games because of him. I think from the pocket, I really don't. I honestly, that doesn't bother me a whole lot. I just care about winning. I don't care if he has to run or if he has to throw it. What I care about is his process, him processing information in the pocket. And I think it has a lot to do with the offensive weapons that he has, because guys have to get open. It's hard for a quarterback in the NFL to throw in these small windows. You have some really good defensive players. So him taking another step and us seeing this on both his athleticism and with his mind from the pocket would be a great thing to see.
Alex Brown, former NFL defensive end, NBC Sports Chicago analyst, joins us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. When you look at the division, Alex, and you talk about Minnesota, Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers, Detroit making a little bit of a run last year, kind of giving us some excitement there. At the start of the season in September, where do you see Chicago in the division?
What a chance to win it, honestly. I mean, let Aaron Rodgers get up out of there, honestly. I'm not going to cry at all. He's given us hell for a long time. So get him out of there. Let him go give somebody else that. So I think it's a toss-up. I don't think the Minnesota Vikings are as far away as their record would have indicated last year. So from the pack, I think what Detroit is doing is really good, and they're playing really good football with Campbell over there. So, but with the athletes that we're getting, the Chicago Bears are just kind of bringing in, and the draft to come. You got a chance to go surprise some people and be a year ahead of time and win this division, and people thinking you're a year away.
Alex, how would, along the lines of that last question, you know, mm-hmm. the Chicago Bears have never had a great quarterback. Not in the Super Bowl ever. Never had a great quarterback. Haven't had that a great one. Who was great for the Bears?
No, you're right. No, right.
Sid Luckman.
Right.
What do you mean? Who was great?
You're right.
Right. So
Sid Luckman.
So yeah, Sid Luckman. Exactly. In the Super Bowl era. Exactly. Right. So now you got one who we don't know what he's going to be, but at least we can say there's the potential for greatness, right? Like he has all the physical tools. Rodgers being out of the division, that's something that Minnesota doesn't have. Kirk Cousins is what he is. Nice quarterback, whatever. And Jared Goff's had a nice career so far, number one overall pick, and they look good. He looked good last year, but also not a guy you're thinking, that guy is going to the Hall of Fame one day, right? How much can you say the hopes of the city are on the future of, I know it depends what you put around him all that, but Justin Fields becoming great. Like, what does that mean in Chicago when you've never had that before and it's a football-obsessed town?
I think it's – yes, you can put a lot on it. You can put a lot on it. But let's be honest here. What we were able to pick up in the draft for next year, if this doesn't work out and Justin doesn't take that next step, if Poles and Eberflus wants to, they can go after Caleb next year. They can reset this whole thing if they don't see what they want to see from Justin Fields. So I think the Bears are sitting in a great position with Justin Fields. I think if he takes that step, he'll be the guy they build around. And this division is up for the taking, honestly. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers leaves, it's definitely up for the taking.
Mm-hmm. Alex Brown, ladies and gentlemen, NFL defensive end, NBC Sports Chicago Bears analyst. Whether or not Fields takes that next step, the Bears are in a great position with this new regime, according to Alex. Thank you, Alex.
All right.
Alex. Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
I mean, I think it's fair to say the Bears are the biggest winners in free agency so far. They've been on a spending spree. They've acquired good players in a trade and in free agency, right? Not at the most, you know, DJ Moore is a good player, not a great one, but a good one. They got a linebacker, a really good one who's young, but that's not a position nowadays that flashes the way, you know, doesn't get drafted number one, stuff like that, number top five usually.
My head hurts when I hear people say that they got to look, maybe if it doesn't work out, they could look at, you know, replacing Justin Fields. I'm like,
Caleb Williams.
I mean, dude, be like 2 years in, man. Come on. The guy hasn't even had a chance to really get his feet underneath them.
Shiny quarterbacks, man. You know?
Yeah, but they don't say that about a lot of quarterbacks in their first 2 years that struggle and don't have anything around them. They give them opportunity to put stuff around them. Before, you know, you don't start getting rid of that guy to his fourth year.
But what I think he is saying, what Alex is saying, and I think that's right, Key, is now he's been, whatever happened. He's been in the league a couple of years. They're putting stuff around him to the point where at least you need to see him moving in the right direction.
But this is also not like the regime.
But he was moving
that,
in the right direction last season.
This is not the regime that picked him as well, right?
Right, right.
Like, so it's a different regime.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
My good friend Ryan Poles knows better.
Chance meetings on Michigan Avenue. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, guys.
Progressive Insurance.
If the Aaron Rodgers trade goes down, who will regret it more? Rodgers, the Packers, or the Jets? AJ and ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.